Couple of your measures heard in the Transportation Committee this week, one dealing with seatbelts and one with texting while driving.
Yes, so we had a hearing. We were so excited because we had so many people come to testify. We had reached out through our electronic newsletter and let people know that this was coming up, and we had people from all over the place who came to testify. I don't even know what the count was at the end. So Senate Bill 820 was our primary seatbelt law. In the city of Creve Coeur, where I live, we have a primary seatbelt law, and what we know is that when people are in accidents, it absolutely saves people's lives or keeps them from being much more seriously injured than they may have been had they not been wearing their seatbelt. So, you know, there's a fine for not wearing your seatbelt if you're pulled over for that. And now, under this law, a police officer could pull you over simply for not wearing your seatbelt. For those people who are worried about that or concerned, I would say to them, you know what, just always wear your seatbelt and there should not be a problem. We know traumatic brain injury occurs as a result of this, and of course, death and, again, severe injury. So we're going to try to make people safer, and that's sort of the topic this week in the bills that I presented. The second bill, Senate Bill 821, is a ban on texting while driving. And actually, there were two bills heard in the committee that day. Senator Pierce offered his bill that was just a straight ban across the board on texting while driving. Mine had the caveat that if you have hands-free, the ability to text hands-free from your car with the Bluetooth and with all the additional applications that new cars have these days, you're allowed to text, but not using your hands. So currently the law is in place and says if you're under 22 years of age, you're not allowed to text and drive. Frankly, if there was one age group that I would think would be more safe texting and driving, it would be young people because they're so adept at it. But now we want to make sure that this is all people. But again, if you have hands-free options in your car, we are going to allow you to communicate in that way while you're driving. So we're hopeful that Senator Pierce and I are going to sort of put our bills together and hopeful that we can move them through the process onto the floor. It would be the first time in my history here in the legislature, and this is my eighth year, that I will have had the opportunity to discuss that on the floor should this move forward. So we're excited and hopeful about that. In addition, I was going to talk about a bill that we just, Representative McCreary in the House and myself, each filed companion bills for earned family and medical leave. We're really excited about this opportunity. We think it's a win-win for everyone, for employers in the state of Missouri and for the working families in the state of Missouri. And what it does is it has employees contribute from their salary, very small amount, into a fund that is administered by the state, by the Department of Labor. So all employees throughout the state of Missouri are contributing a small amount of money into this fund so that when people need to take off because they've given birth to a new baby, or they're adopting a child, or they're taking a child in from foster care, they have the opportunity to take time off work, spend time with that child, and actually not have to determine whether it's okay because they're not going to be able to get paid for that amount of time. This bill allows them to receive full payment of their salary up to 6 weeks each year. And you can also utilize it when you are seriously ill or when a family member, you know, we're all living so much longer. Sometimes our parents or grandparents need help during a certain amount of time, maybe to be moved into a nursing home, maybe to just help with them as they're suffering through some health care needs. So it provides very stringent parameters that you have to meet in order to be able to take this leave. We're not just letting people take it for no reason at all. They have to prove a need, but when they do that, they're able to take the time that they need up to 6 weeks paid. And since the employees themselves are paying for it, it does no real harm to the employer. The employer is then able to bring in, if they need to, somebody temporarily to serve in that role because they haven't paid the employee who is taken off. That comes from the employee's fund. So it's earned family medical leave. In addition to supporting the working families of the state of Missouri and the employers in the state of Missouri, we see this as a real economic development benefit overall. We think it's going to encourage people to want to move to the state of Missouri because they have these great benefits if they are here and a member of our workforce. So we think this should get support from everyone from Missouri Right to Life to Planned Parenthood to NARAL, who is our sponsor and really helping us move this bill forward, to the Chambers of Commerce in the state of Missouri because it has such a positive effect in terms of benefits for employees in the state of Missouri.